KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
Vintage Sotheby's International Realty, Napa's only locally owned and operated Sotheby's Realty office, has an amazing team of experienced and knowledgeable agents that exceed the high standards and qualifications to assure the ultimate goal of assisting clients buying or selling homes throughout the entire Napa Valley and beyond. Whether now or sometime in the future, remember to consider Vintage Sotheby's Realty, the luxury brand with the local focus that you deserve for any real estate matters. Visit VintageSotheby'sRealty.com to connect when it makes sense for you, or call 707-944-0888. That's 707-944-0888. DRE number 01874685.
It's time for All Things Napa with your host, Lee W. Miller, a community leader, full-time realtor, and a serial networker passionate about promoting local businesses. Let's learn what's new in the Napa business scene today.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of All Things Napa. I am your host, Lee W. Miller, and joining me today is a local business owner, actually two local business owners. Let's just check that music here. Two business owners, Bernie Narvaez, Narvaez Insurance Services, as well as Miguel Leon On-Site Car Cleaners. I am a customer of both. Bernie is both my insurance agent and my city councilman for the city of Napa, District 4. I forgot what district I was in there for a second. And just last week, Miguel Leon did an outstanding job in coming to my house and cleaning my car like it has never been cleaned since it was brand new. And so all of the rain that has come, I attribute that to me and Miguel, because I washed my car, it started raining, and we definitely need the rain. So Miguel is not only an outstanding car detailer and businessman, he actually brings us much needed rain. How's that? So why don't we jump right in? And if this is your first time listening to All Things Napa, you know, well, then you don't know that this is a show that is all about promoting local businesses. That's what we do here, and that's the purpose of the show. This is my part-time gig slash hobby slash community service. My full-time gig is a realtor, and I love helping people buy and sell real estate. Just had a closing yesterday, and it's always nice to have a closing in the month of January. I'd like to welcome a new listener that's probably listening right now, my friend Paula. Paula is also a former radio personality, and she just learned that I do a show. So, hey, Paula, glad that you are joining us. All right. As we typically do, we are back and forth. It's not like I'm going to talk to Bernie and then Miguel, or Miguel without Bernie. So both of you feel free to kibitz in and participate as we go through some conversation. So let's start with Bernie. Bernie, go ahead and remind the listeners who you are other than what I just shared.
Good morning, Lee. It's so good to be on here again. I am one of the sponsors for the radio show, and I'm very happy to have this opportunity to talk to you and tell the listeners who I am. I've ran a business in Napa since 2007, when we incorporated, and that's been an insurance agency. My father and I started it, and we help small businesses and families, you know, get the protection they need. So it's been great to be able to run a successful business, connect with families and businesses, and at the same time, learn about our community, which led me to be involved and run for city council and now be your council member for District 4 in the city of Napa.
Well, and, you know, Bernie, you and I have known each other for a number of years, and it's no joke. You were so involved in the community, even as a non-elected, and so was I, but you dwarf, you know, your community services makes me look like a slacker. But that's how we got to know each other. We were at different events for the community and met that way, and obviously of like minds. And then you became my insurance agent, and we also are in the same business referral group.
That's right.
Napa Business Advantage. So
isn't that great? Like, we have... We intersect, but we also have different passions to help our community.
Right.
And you see that all over Napa. I mean, that's what's special about our community is people like to give back. People like to get involved. And, you know, we see it during crisis where people step up even more and help each other out.
Right. You know, and we as Napans, we recognize this. We talk about it. We mention it like you just did. And yet when we try to explain it to somebody outside the area, they kind of politely nod, but they just don't understand. And I get that they don't understand how special and unique our community is. And I suppose maybe one day they'll find out if they decide to move here. But other than that, we still treasure it.
And if they do want to move here, I know exactly who they can call, right, to buy a new right. home. My friend Lee.
Well, there you go.
All comes back around, right?
My friend Bernie and my PR guy, my marketing guy. Thank you, Bernie.
And where can they reach you, Lee?
Oh, they can always reach me at LeeWMiller@gmail.com. As a matter of fact, I try to remember to mention that if you're a listener and you miss the contact info, always just default, contact me, let me know who you want to meet and talk to, and I'm happy to provide the introduction. So LeeWMiller@gmail.com or LeeWMiller.com. All right, so talk to us about the City of Napa updates.
Well, I got a briefing on the forecast for economic recovery. And, you know, we're in a position where, a unique position that we have our tourism tax, the TOT, that, you know, has been a third of our budget. And during the pandemic, you know, that dropped off significantly, but it also helps us recover rather quickly. But it will still take some time. The forecasts, and it is a forecast, and there's a number of factors that the city, the finance department looks at as far as how they forecast that. And they're looking at 2024 to be
back where we were.
Pandemic.
Wow.
I'm more optimistic than that. With the new administration really focused on vaccines, the county really focused on getting people vaccinated, and the business community really involved in regulations and staying compliant and, you know, and being part of leadership of how we move forward. I don't want to wait till 2024. I think we can hit that number beforehand. But that means we still have to wear masks, wash our hands, keep our distance, right, and get the vaccine. So that's really the highlight of what I've heard from the city recently is how do we get back to pre-COVID. Right. So we can get people back to work, our families, you know, family off of unemployment and businesses open and back to some kind of normal. And that's going to be difficult, but it's going to take a community effort,
right.
Worldwide effort, really. But when we think about Napa, it's a community effort.
Sure. And we finally got the shelter in place lifted, and we're able to have outdoor dining and things of that nature. And then we have the biggest storm we've had in a few years. And the first thing I thought was, yay. And then there was like this cautious thought of, oh, man, people are going to think that it's back to normal and they're going to let their guard down. And then we're going to be right back up there. So we all have to be diligent. And yes, we're able to go out to for outdoor dining, but that doesn't mean things are normal.
It's not normal. I mean, the reason it got back up is because the ICU capacity is forecasted to be a 15 or greater percent in our area. So that means that the hospitals have, you know, more capacity to handle, you know, emergency services.
Right.
That doesn't mean that COVID is gone. It doesn't mean that, you know, people are not going to die.
Right.
If we're not careful. That's really the end of the day. That's the number that we want to avoid is death.
Right.
And then avoid the spread.
Right.
So we have to be cautious. We have to maintain, you know, those W's. Wash your hands, watch your distance, and wear your mask.
Right. All right. Well, now that we've just covered that, I think that we could probably say 2023 because of the contribution that you and I in this conversation just made to the recovery. How's that?
Well, you know, they say 2024, and I'm always trying to do better than the goals, the forecast, right? So when I saw 2024, I'm thinking that we got to do better than that. We can't wait that long.
Well, and did it just say 2024 or did it say December of 2024?
Oh, good question. I don't remember which quarter we reached.
Okay.
That. But it's steady incline. It's initial spike and then a steady incline.
Right.
Right. Because once people come in, tourists are back. Safely back to hotels and dining, then our TOT tourism tax increases, you know, so we'll have a spike and then gradually kind of goes back to normal.
Right. All right. I want to move on to another subject. Let's talk about the ghost kitchens.
Yeah, that was interesting. The Napa Valley Register published this about some local restaurants that, you know, don't have a brick and mortar place.
Right.
So what they're doing is renting out a commercial kitchen and taking orders for delivery. And it seems that that's a trend that's going on. That's the behavior change that occurred due to COVID in the shelter in place. And it's, you know, I'm wondering if some of this business model will continue or will change back to dine-in. You know, I think that businesses are very flexible, they adapt to circumstances, and sometimes that creates a new normal. And, you know, there's about 15,000 ghost kitchens in the U.S.
I wonder how many there were a year ago.
Right, and how many will be in 1 year.
Right.
Would this trend continue?
Well, and I think that that's just one of the examples of how things are going to change and be on a permanent basis. You know, you see there's so many work from home situations now. There's so many businesses that used to have an office, like marriage and family therapy, counseling, things of that nature. They all went to Zoom, and I see no reason why they would not just continue that and not go back to, you know, an office environment. And I don't know if you know this, I was a certified life coach, and I actually had an interim part-time practice where I helped couples relationship enhancement.
I did not know that.
I know. The surprise
That's
is just
That's a whole other
coming.
Radio segment right there, Lee.
Right.
Tune in 1 hour for the other segment.
My point for bringing it up was that sometimes I would meet with people face to face. Sometimes we would talk on the phone, and this was before Zoom. So, what I found was people were much more open and uninhibited when we were talking on the phone. So I actually preferred and switched to more telephone appointments because it helped the process progress much faster. And maybe that's what some of the therapists are finding now. But all to bring up, that's one example of a change resulting from COVID that will probably remain in place. And I think the ghost kitchens, we just had a wonderful beef bourguignon meal from Napa Valley Kitchens. Mm-hmm. And to serve four people with a fancy, nice dish like that, for, I think it was $95 for four people. That's a great business model. And sometimes it's not a question of, well, I don't want to go out because of COVID. Sometimes you just want the comfort of your own home.
You just don't want to go out.
Right. So, you know, the takeout thing is great. In fact, my mouth has been watering since I saw an email this morning that Compline Burgers are back and with the duck fat fries. And so I'm going to be lobbying. What's that?
I haven't had that.
Oh, you haven't had a Compline burger? No. Oh, you don't even know French fries until you've had duck fat fries from Compline.
Okay.
But
make mental note.
I will be lobbying for that for dinner tonight. So, because I know that we're having Napa Valley Kitchens tomorrow again. So we're trying to do our part with the whole restaurant support and things. But so I commandeered the conversation.
No,
my apologies.
It's okay. Go back. Pre-COVID, my wife and I tried a new restaurant every week, and I mean we couldn't get to every restaurant. There's so much options here. You know, and I hope that continues after the pandemic, because I know some have closed, you know, and I know people are moving to remote, but we have a lot of essential service workers that are in the front line that are exposing themselves because of services that are essential, you know, to
right.
to either government services or things that need to happen. So just want to keep that in mind that we have people out there working and being exposed.
Right. I can't go on any further until I clarify my error. My apologies. It is kitchensofthevalley.com, not Napa Valley Kitchens.
Got it.
See, I tell everybody I'm dyslexic and they don't believe me, but then I just proved it right there. So kitchensofthevalley.com. So any additional information on ghost kitchens?
No, I just thought it was something. Well, actually, now that I think about it, I don't know if you had anybody that's running a ghost kitchen here. It'd be great for them to talk about their experience, right, and share that with you. So I'll connect you with somebody.
Okay. Well, I did reach out to Kitchens of the Valley.
Okay.
So hopefully they'll be on this program in the near future. So
great.
But, yeah, there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
All right. Let's jump to the Napa County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. You got some updates for us there?
Yes. Yeah, so I became the president under a year ago. I can't remember. I think it was late last year. And it's been a great experience. What we're doing, because everything's virtual now, we used to have really fun mixers.
Oh, I know.
In the evenings, right?
That's I joined the Hispanic Chamber.
You have some wines, have some food. You talk to, you know, mix. Change business cards and try and grow. But we also have a evening kind of, event. So it's more relaxed.
Right.
Unfortunately,
not,
we haven't
not like
had
it
this.
Wasn't relaxed when we were in the same room, but.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But it's more relaxed on Zoom.
I think it's different than other business meetings and mixers. It's kind of not almost a party, but not really.
Right.
You know, it's pretty close to it.
knocking on the door of a party.
Yeah. And unfortunately, because of what's going on, we've done some virtual ones. But also what we want to do is now every other month, we're going to have a webinar to provide value to our members in the community. And what we're going to have tomorrow is resources for small businesses regarding current funding. So we're going to cover the California Relief Grant, we're going to cover the Payment Protection Program and the Economic Injury Relief Economic Injury Relief Loan. So
that's the EIDL, right?
Yeah, EIDL, correct. But I'm trying to stay away from acronyms because I know that I know it, and some you may know it, but other people may not know it.
Right.
You know, my wife always corrects. She's like, don't use acronyms without explaining it, because not everybody knows. Like, right. You're right. So, you know, Lendustry is the company that's running the California Relief Grant. And they made the bid to California, and it was under a week that they got the bid and had to launch.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've been in contact with the California Hispanic Chamber because they're working with them to serve the community and work with applications and inform the business community in California about this grant. And it's, you know, the website had a lot of difficulties. They knew they were going to be overwhelmed because it was such a short window to get this going. I mean, I applied at, I think it opened at 6 a.m. for the first round because I wanted to know, right? Because I wanted to help others and get informed. And I barely got everything in, and then it crashed.
Oh, wow.
And I was on Twitter, and people were like, what's going on? And, you know, people were just frustrated. But what happened is they changed the window to say, we're not going to cut you off. Everybody applies, and once the window shuts, then we're going to review applications. So it's not first come, first serve.
Okay.
I just got an email saying that I'm on the waiting list. I don't know how many people, you as
yeah,
well?
Yeah.
I don't know how many.
So the funny thing, I didn't jump in right in the beginning. I applied like within 24 hours of the deadline.
Yeah.
So I was a straggler, but then I got the, you know, we'll see about you in round two kind of a thing. So
yeah. And I was on my office really late hour on the deadline, helping other businesses apply because they, you know, didn't have a scanner or whatever the reason. They just weren't familiar with the process.
Right.
So they come in, you know, so I stayed a couple hours after I closed my office to help a couple businesses. So I want to check in with them, see if they were waitlisted. I haven't heard of anybody being approved.
Right.
So I kind of reached out to the industry and said, hey, how many got approved? I'm actually have a meeting because I'm the president of the local Hispanic Chamber with the California Chamber president, the California Hispanic Chamber president, to talk about the industry, to talk about this grant and get some updates for a second round because there's some issues that needs to be addressed. Right. I think we need to do more workshops because there was a lot of inconsistency from the website, from the application. Even though it was simpler than the IDLE when it first came out, it's a lot simpler.
Yeah.
But there's still some hurdles that need to be cleaned up.
Well, I remember they wanted my corporate ID, my EIN number. Well, I'm a sole proprietor, it was difficult for me to get past that field and complete the application because they kept insisting on that. So I ended up just putting my social in there. But
you can get a tax ID as a sole proprietor.
Okay. Yep. But I don't need one, so I haven't gotten one. So
I know that normally I've heard accountants and business lawyers say this, and I'm not a business lawyer, so I'm not saying this is the right thing to do, but I know that they often advise to get a tax ID so you don't use your social, so you can separate your business and your individual stuff.
Oh, well, see, insurance agent and savvy business advisor.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, I'm not a business lawyer and accountant. Well, check with them.
You made the caveat. I have to do that all the time when, you know, having to do with tax issues with real estate. You know, I'll throw out one little quip about what might be the right, but of course you should consult your tax advisor.
Check with the right person. Don't check with your cousin or your uncle.
Tammy Patterson. Tammy Patterson, Nova Tax Consultant. There's the right person for me. All right, so we've got just a couple minutes.
Well, insurance tip. Let me get a couple things to check your premiums, see if you can lower your premiums. For your auto insurance, check the miles. There's a couple ways you can do that. You can send in recent service documents from your oil change.
Yeah.
If you're driving less because people are sheltering at home, you know, look at insurance policy, check those miles, and get those lowered.
Will that retroactive get a discount or just change it going forward?
It will be on at renewal.
Okay.
Some policies you can change it pro rata. Right. So from now to expiration date, if you can prove and change it. So, yes, but definitely at renewal.
OK.
The other thing is the household disclosure. Every policy has a household driver disclosure.
What is a caution household disclosure?
So what that means is that if you have people that are driving age in your household, they need to be disclosed. Either as a driver or excluded driver. So there's a lot of fraud in California. And to kind of make the process easier to claim, when you don't disclose a driver, they could deny a claim.
Right.
Right, because you're signing, yes, I've disclosed all the drivers. whether it's a roommate, whether they don't drive, you still have to disclose them, and you just exclude them.
Oh, interesting. So people that live with you that
same
you
household,
would never, yep, ever let drive your car, you have to at least inform your insurance company that they live with you and they are not permitted to drive your car. That way, once you've disclosed that and you've listed them as an excluded driver, if they do happen to hop in your car and do something and get in a wreck, then you would be covered.
No, they're excluded, meaning they're not covered. Well, so what I'm saying is you get in an accident as an insured driver, but you have another driver in the hospital that you did not disclose. Well, you signed that you disclosed all the drivers. So that could be mature misrepresentation.
Oh.
An insurance company could say, well, you were not honest in the application. Some insurance companies can do that. Some other ones will still provide coverage and ask you to exclude them later. It just depends on the policy. Some policies are stricter than others, right? But they all have the hospital disclosure. So you want to make sure that you review the policy, right? So that way you don't run into that restriction and that exclusion, and you're not covered.
So, okay. I think I get that. It just seems weird that you are informing them of an excluded driver.
Well, excluded means no coverage.
Okay.
Right? That's what it means. Because of the level of fraud in California, they don't know if that person has been driving or not, and they're not collecting premium on it.
Right.
Because what happens is if a company doesn't collect enough premium for the risk, then they don't build enough reserves. They can go belly up. Some companies have done that they didn't properly rate the risk, they weren't doing proper underwriting, and they go under. And then California State of Insurance, the State of Insurance department takes over. You don't want that. That's a bad. I've seen that twice in 10 years.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. That's a good insurance tip for the day. Thank you very much, Bernie. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back after this.
Vintage Sotheby's International Realty, Napa's only locally owned and operated Sotheby's Realty office, has an amazing team of experienced and knowledgeable agents that exceed the high standards and qualifications to assure the ultimate goal of assisting clients buying or selling homes throughout the entire Napa Valley and beyond. Whether now or sometime in the future, remember to consider Vintage Sotheby's Realty, the luxury brand with the local focus that you deserve for any real estate matters. Visit VintageSotheby'sRealty.com to connect when it makes sense for you, or call 707-944-0888. That's 707-944-0888. DRE number 01874685.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renters insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.
And we're back. All right, Bernie, thank you very much for that. And please stick around, participate in this next segment with my new friend, Miguel Leon, the one and only Miguel Leon. The name of Miguel's business is On-Site Car Cleaners. How convenient is that? You'll come to people's homes. You'll come to their workplace. You'll meet them at the park if they're going to take their family out for a picnic. Talk about multitasking. They get their car detailed while they're playing with their kids. Have there been some really unusual places that people said, I want you to wash my car at such and such location?
Yeah, Mr. Lee, thank you so very much for the invitation. Yes, it's a great pleasure for me to be here. And there have been some places where people are like, I'm at work. Will you come and do my car here at work? So I'm like, yeah, anywhere, just as long as there is a space where I can work, I mean, I'll be happy at home, at work, anywhere. You know what? As long as I don't bother anybody, I'll do the job where I can.
Right. And yeah. You know, and when you came to my place, I told you where the AC was and where the hose were, you know, and you go, no. I don't need any of that. I'm fully self-contained. I have everything that I need. That was very convenient. So tell us a little bit about your background as it relates to Napa. What is your Napa connection, Miguel?
Well, I came to Napa when I was 19 years old, 1999, to be honest. And it's a beautiful place. When I was single, now I'm married, 3 kids, and a beautiful family, thanks God. And when I got here, beautiful Napa Valley is like a paradise.
Yes.
You know, so I have family at New Jersey, St. Louis, Missouri. I've been in Washington, and they are like, why don't you come here? I mean, with us, and stay with us. But I'm like, you know what? I just love California. And Napa Valley is like a super beautiful place. I mean, very clean, very beautiful. So I decided to stay here, I mean, grow my family here. And I was thinking, I mean, what I like to do, what I want to do. So I was like, you know what, believe it or not, I love all different kinds of cars. And I always wanted it to do something for, a business. So I was like, what is something good to do to help people to get involved, to connect with the community? So believe it or not, I start thinking, I was like, well, actually, you know what? I love to clean the cars. I like to clean my cars, but why don't I start a business like car detailing? And if I do it mobile detail, I can go to the comfort of my customers at their homes, at their jobs, and I can do the job over where they are.
There is a tremendous satisfaction that one gets when a job is well done, and I totally relate to what you're saying. When you really work hard and the car is just spotless, no pun intended, there is a tremendous satisfaction. I also got that satisfaction from yard work too.
Actually, there is. And believe it or not, I enjoy it too.
Yeah.
I love when people look at their cars and sometimes they are like, oh, but you know what? The car is super dirty. It's super, I'm like, perfect. That's what I want to see, because then you will notice the difference. Why would you hire me if your car is clean, right? I mean, and a lot of people love to do the job, and they're like, you know what? Can you just wash the carpet and the seats, because I will do the exterior. And for me, it's like, sure. I mean, I'll be happy to help. And if I notice that the car is dirty and I can go the extra mile, I would love to, because a lot of people will recommend me. Now, actually, that's how I get in a lot of business. Of course, social media, that's how I met you,
right?
With Facebook. And I'm getting a lot of word of mouth business, because a lot of people, most of my customers are because some other people recommend me. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they're happy, and actually for me that's great. I mean, that's what I want, people to be happy with my business, with my work, and that's the way that I've been growing. And for me, it's like a dream coming true. Like having a business, you know, I mean, you need like good money to start a good business. So let me tell you, with this business, honestly, I've been spending only like, let's say, 20-25K, which is not bad, honestly. And as I said, I mean, I have everything in my car, all what I need. When I go to do the detailing, just tell me where is your car, unlock it, and boom.
Right.
It will happen.
So what can you tell us about the importance of maintaining a good coat of wax on a vehicle?
That's a very good question. To keep your car waxing, I mean wax, will protect the paint of your car from the rain, from dust, from the sun. I mean, it will really protect the paint of your car. And I mean, probably you will save some money, I mean, if we wax your car so the paint doesn't get damaged, because you will spend much more money, I mean, repainting your car than doing it waxing.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a very high recommendation. At least once a year. I mean, twice is the right thing to do, but at least once a year. Because, I mean, when the paint get damaged, the clear, there is not much what you can do about it, just to repaint it.
Right.
And a lot of customers are like, can you do this when the car is, the clear is damaged? I tried hard, but sometimes it's just difficult to kind of bring the color back.
Yeah, I remember waxing my car in high school, and the clear coat was long, long since gone, and all of my rags were blue because I was taking more paint off than I was putting wax on. So it's like, wait a minute, this is going backwards. This is not my objective. So what is the goal for your business, say, for the next 5 years, 10 years?
First of all, I honestly would like to keep all the Napa cars clean.
Every single car in Napa.
I don't want to see
a single car
on the street dirty. Because believe it or not, when I'm driving, I'm like, oh, that car needs a cleaning. And I'm like, hey, how can I help? Of course, I don't tell them. But I mean, if I have the opportunity, I will go like, hey, Mr. Bernie, this is Miguel. I do mobile car cleanings, and I will love. I'll be happy to help you.
There you go.
You're an elected official, and you're driving around a dirty car. Come on. Let me help you
out. I'm always working, Lee.
Hey, so I will actually, I mean, I love to connect with people, first of all. I mean, and that happens a lot because I do a lot of business in Jambil. And people waltz a lot in this little town. So I almost like 2-3 days at Jambil doing car detailings, and people waltz and they stop. Hey, you do detail? Oh yeah, here, this is my business car. I'll be happy to help. Please let me know and any time, even if it's raining, you know, I'll come and do it. So
the dry cycle takes about 4 hours when it's continually raining, though. That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, I mean, some people like at their house, I mean, they will tell me, hey, you can do it at my garage. And I don't want to do it in their garage because, I mean, there is a water that I use to clean the car and I don't want to make a mess. But some people have a tent like outside, and I will do it under the tent. And also there is some people that, I don't know, they have their special place where I can work, and I will do it at any place that is comfortable for them and for me.
Have you ever been tempted to leave your business card under the windshield wiper of a really dirty car? Because that's a fine line of, I'm here to help, but I'm also insulting you.
Thank you so very much. Yes, that's a good point. Actually, I have a good friend. Actually, that's my web developer. He's developing my web. And he's good on what is legal and what is not legal to do. So I try to be careful. I mean, I rather find customers through social media than delivering a brochure, because I know that that could be lottering, I mean, which you can get a fine.
Right.
So it's good to be informed and know what you're going to do. Because even like cleaning a car, you have to do it where it's appropriated. You don't want to do it like the garage, where parking garage, where no, that's not right. Legal to do it. So you have to do it on the right place. But yeah, I mean, I will go with I'm trying to do a brochure and send it by the post office to all the people like, hey, look, this is me, this is my business, I do mobile car detailing, and then trying to hook up through the brochure that is appropriated to send it.
Good. You know, you follow the rules.
Door hangers work well too.
Hey, yeah. You know, yeah, I don't want to be involved like running a business that is violating the law, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
The post office has an every door count, so you can pick the zip code, you can pick neighborhoods, and they'll deliver it to that.
Thank you for your advice, Mr. Welcome. Bernie. I heard about that, and I have think about doing that.
Really easy. It's really effective.
Yeah.
Have you done it for your business?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, hey. I'll
so you what you guys things. Need to do is have insurance services on one side and car detailing on the
that
other.
That would be good. Yeah. I'd do that.
And then share the cost. And I'll throw in, too, and you just put the LeeWMiller.com realtor on there.
There's always an opportunity to do business together.
Wow.
I have helped.
We're making magic happen right
hey,
here, people.
You know what? That's what I love about this community, that we are like all unite. And he gives me an advice. And I have other friends that they're doing things. And I'm like, do it this way, because if you do it the wrong way, I mean, you might get in trouble. So I have helped Mr. Bernie's father detailing his car.
Oh, okay, you're the one that detailed his car.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Right. I do remember him getting his car detailed. I didn't know who did that. So he was very happy with it.
Hey, that's me.
Connecting the dots. There you go.
We're talking to Miguel Leon, the proud owner of On-Site Car Cleaners.
Yeah, thank you so very much. I mean, I appreciate your invitation. And as I said, I mean, I love this community, and I always wanted it to do something on my own. The benefits are community, because more than get paid for what I do, it's like what you like to do.
Right.
I mean, and if you are passionate with what you do, you will do it the best.
Yep.
The right way. So I always tell, because I have a helper, and I always tell my helper, let's do it. If not perfect, close to perfect.
Okay, so talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah.
If it's not perfect.
Close to perfect. That means that to do a job, I mean, anyone can clean a car. I mean, that's not too easy. But to do it like the right way, the professional way, I mean, the way that people will get like, wow. I mean, then you need to have the right tools, the right products, and be passionate about it. Because if you just do it because of the money, I mean, honestly, you might not do it the way it should. But, I mean, when you do it, like, with passion, because you like it, then you will go with all the little details. Like, oh, a little bit here, a little bit there. And then, I mean, people will be happy and will recommend you. So that's how you are going to grow. And for me, I mean, that's actually, word of mouth has been very powerful, I mean, on my business, because people recommend me a lot for the job I do.
Great.
Yeah.
So I was pretty surprised the tools that you were using to clean my mats in my car.
Yeah.
Now I understand how you get them so clean, because I never would have thought to use a power drill with the appropriate kind of brush that does the cleaning but doesn't damage. Because years ago, I totally trashed the mats on a car because I saw that, oh, yeah, you use a power drill and this brush. Well, the brush I used just destroyed the mat. So you got to know what you're doing,
exactly.
Right tools and the right products, because you can damage the car
exactly
by using Dawn liquid, you know, and everybody, when they wash their car in their driveway, they're using not laundry soap, but dishwashing detergent. And that's really harmful for your cars. I didn't know that. I've been washing my own car for my whole life.
Yeah.
And then somebody told me that. It's like, whoops.
Paint, I mean, it will damage your paint. I mean, there are some products that, I mean, a lot of people say like, oh, use dish soap, I mean, to clean. I know, I mean, that's not appropriate. Sometimes that chemicals that the soap might have might be harmful for the paint. So you don't want to do that. And you have to have a good knowledge about what you're doing. Once, I don't remember, my helper was helping me cleaning the car, and he was using the greaser for the wheels, for the rims, the wings. I started looking like bad, and I was like, what happened? What do you, I had the grease. No, you shouldn't use that for the, he was starting helping me. So he was, instead putting the greaser to the tires, he was doing it to the rim. So I was like, oh no, then I had to clean it like right away and use another product to kind of restore the rims back. Because, do the damage and you will have to pay for the damage. And actually, a friend of mine recommended me, why don't you buy the insurance? Some people, it might suit you if you kind of damage something in the car. Right.
Garage keepers, liability.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, because I'm growing, but you know what? Also, the problems grows. You need this, you need that. So it's better to always be protected.
Yeah, especially when you're starting out, because one hit could really damage the startup of your business.
Right.
Yeah.
Another observation I made, Miguel, is your vehicle, your van that has all of the equipment and everything in it, is always really, really clean. And I've seen other mobile detailers that drive around in complete beaters that are filthy dirty, and they might do a good job, but it just kind of... It isn't sending the right message.
Right. It's not projecting the message. Oh, you're a cleaner. Look how your car is. Yeah, well, actually, I like to keep my cars very nice and clean, because that speaks a lot of, he does this for a living, but look, his cars, they're not clean the right way. So,
you got to practice what you preach, right?
Exactly, right. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
So what is the best car you've cleaned?
The best?
Or the most memorable?
Like a Rolls Royce, a Ferrari? What?
Once I went to Jambil, in fact, I have a couple of pictures. I went to Bardesono Hotel. They used to call me to do car detailing to the hotel, and it was a Ferrari. So I was cleaning that car, and a customer of the hotel told me, oh, is that your car? I was like, no, it's not. I'm just doing a service. Oh, you look very nice in the car. I was like, eventually I'll have one of these. So that's a very, that was a great experience. From the guy asking me if that was my car, I was like, oh, very soon I'll have one of these.
Someday.
Yeah.
That's right.
Things are possible. And he was like, hey, yeah. It's possible. And I was like, you're right. Hey, eventually I'll be driving one of these.
So I'm sure that our listeners are curious about pricing. Uh-huh. Can you cover that in a general sense?
Yeah, definitely. For a basic car cleaning, I will charge $40, which is very reasonable for what I do. And I try to be reasonable, because why would you prefer me when you can go somewhere else? Probably with better reputation, because I just started like 2 years, 3 years ago, and I'm just getting to know people. But some other people can go like to the other locations where they are already established, and they might get protected in case something does not go the right way. But people will prefer me because I try to do the best with very reasonable prices. So for a basic car cleaning, I will charge $40. For a full detail, which includes washing the carpet and the seats, I will charge $180 or $200, depends on the size of the vehicle. And I also do what is called gold detail. Gold details includes that seats, carpet, wash, all interior, all exterior, plus waxing. So for that one, I do charge $350, but that's like a super duper good work for the car. It will take me something from 5 to 7 or 8 hours. It depends on the car. Yeah, with all my equipment and my products. Yeah, but at the end, it has to be like super nice, super clean.
Right.
Yeah.
But $40 for a basic wash when you are not blowing it dry, you're wiping it down, you're opening the doors and doing the insides of the doors and the trunks and all of that too. So
yeah, it includes like vacuuming, dressing all the dashboard, cup holders, and washing it outside, armor oil to the tires, cleaning the windows. It's for a basic car cleaner. Cleaning, it takes me like from an hour to an hour and 30 minutes. Of course, with my helper, we probably will do it like 40, 45 minutes. Yeah, so okay. It's not like a basic, it's just basic cleaning. But when we go to like a full detail, then it's a different story, because that takes the steamer machine, all the equipments that I need to do the full detail. It takes some time, but I mean, if your car needs it, I mean, we'll be happy to do it.
Right.
Yeah, so we try it always to give what a customer wants.
Perfect. Yeah. So you said you have a family. How many children do you have, Miguel?
I have 3 kids, 2 daughters and 1 boy.
Congratulations.
Thank you so very much.
And so you've been in business for, you said, 2 or 3 years?
Close to 3 years, yes.
Close to three
Since
years.
Since I started, yeah.
Supporting a family as a mobile detailer, good for you.
Yeah, hey, I love this business. I mean, it's my passion. I like it. I like to do something that a person will go like, wow, look at this. I mean, some people are like, oh, my car really needs a service. Can you? I mean, of course. I mean, that's what I do for a living. I like it, and I'll be happy. I mean, not only because I make money from it, of course. I mean, I want to make money. But my goal is not the money. It's the satisfaction of the customer. So as I said before, I try to connect with people, to build relations, and after all, to do something good for the people.
Cool. Yeah. All right, we've got just a couple minutes left. What have we not covered from either Bernie or from Miguel that we want to make sure gets on this broadcast?
Well, you know, you can go to Napa County website and sign up for the interest form for you to get vaccinated. I believe we're in the phase 1B right now. So go to NapaCounty.org, look at the different phases, and check out, you know, cross-reference your industry and see if you're next. Fill out the form and, you know, pick the designation of your industry so, you know, you can get in line when it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up, Bernie, because it's not just to get you in line. The more people that go to the website and sign up, that indicates to the powers that be what our demand is, and that will help fill that supply. So
right.
If nobody goes there, they don't understand what our demand is. And, you know, we hear about, oh, there's shortage of vaccinations and everything. Us doing that as a county really helps our supply. So we really need to strongly suggest that.
I can speak to that because if I'm making decisions, I need to get feedback from the community.
Right.
It's not just me, you know, going through facts and the circumstances. I got to listen if this is what the community wants.
Yeah. And if you are that decision maker and you're looking and, you know, 1,000 people have signed up. Okay, here we go. 1,000 vaccinations, but we need 150,000. So
that's right. Great point.
My wife has had her 2 vaccinations now, so she's coming up on 1 week since her 2nd vaccination. So it actually is, you know, as good as it's going to get 3 weeks after the 2nd vaccination. I was surprised to learn that it's still only 95% So she's still going to be wearing a mask and a shield at work. So that's interesting. And Miguel, you were wearing a mask and gloves while you were detailing my car. So
yes, our goal also is to protect not just ourselves, but to protect our customers. We are not afraid of get infected, but we don't want to spread the virus. We always try to do what we do the right way.
Yeah.
Give us a like on Facebook, on Sidecar Cleaners, and let us know if we can help, and we'll be happy.
That's a great tagline right there. Right? Do it the right way.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Miguel, how does someone get in touch with you? And if you miss this information, always get in touch with me at leewmiller.com or leewmiller@gmail.com, and I will put you in touch with Miguel. But go ahead and give your info.
Please. My name is Miguel Leon, and please give me a phone call if you need help detailing your car. My phone number is 707-815-9565.
What a professional. He did it twice, nice and slow.
Hey, we had to be professional in what we do right. And do it the right way. So you can follow me on Instagram at My Car Wash. Actually, I don't have it right now. But give me a like on Facebook on Sidecar Cleaners. And I have a lot of customers that connect me through Messenger or through text message. So for me, that's better.
Right.
But we are building a web page, which is on sidecarcleaners.com. My developer is almost there. Still, there is a lot of details to connect, but it's almost ready. So on sidecarcleaners.com.
Wonderful. Gentlemen, thank you very much. That's going to wrap it for this particular All Things Napa. Have a great rest of your day. And to all of my listeners, remember to live each day of your life as if your legacy matters.
Thank you so much.
KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.